the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, welcome to Southbound Records, we're friendly.
Hi, Troy, how are you?
Hi, that's a terrible impression.
I know, it's just way friendly in there. It's almost over-friendly.
Is it?
Well, I mean, it's not Gingerbread House coming, here, come and help me put something in the oven. Not that sort of friendly.
No, it's polite.
It's polite, it's genuine. It's genuine. It's like, oh, you're also addicted to records, come through. That's what it's like up there.
Now,
there's that sort of like, customer, but at the same time, the poor bugger.
What can make this person's life better?
Even better.
And then this.
And you brought some of those life-changing moments in with you right now, Troy.
I did. And the question is for you, where do you want to start? Do you want to start Japan, London, or Weirdsville?
Well, let's start in Japan.
Japan. Right. Now, I've talked about it a bunch of times, haven't I? That excellent compilation earlier this year of previously unknown outside of Japan Japanese jazz.
What are they trying to... They're trying to outdo themselves, and every month they come out with some new rare, rehoned secret tapes. No one knew about it. It's only one copy existed in the world sort of situations. What's this one?
That kind of thing. Earth Mother is the name of the album. The artist is Koichi Matsukaze Trio with Toshiyuku Daitoku. Now, this came out in Japan on a very small indie label in 1978. And
that album cover's pretty...
you've got to check them out.
It's just, there's him there with a slightly weird... What is that even? I don't know how to describe that even...
It looks like he was surprised.
Someone took a photo of him after he'd been up for a wee while in the 70s, and they've just literally glued it on top of an old faded picture of a building.
But look at him on the back. What do you think of him on the back?
Oh, they look a little bit. I mean, I can tell. You can tell they're all awesome musicians for some reason.
Yeah, you
just
can.
Because they look sort of dodgy and incredibly.
Not the greatest dresses in the world, but it was
far be it for me to judge, you know. But here's some songs for you. Images in Alone, Earth Mother, Zakatsuma Selbst, Around Midnight, and Don't Worry About Tenor Saxophone.
Do not worry about it. Now, speaking of saxophone, Koichi is a alto and a tenor player, and on the first tune here, he eschews the sax altogether and goes for flute.
He also goes for a sleeveless cardigan.
Yes, he does.
Sleeveless pullover.
This is a tremendous record.
Now, jazz? Is it jazz? Flute, saxophone? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, it's Japanese jazz.
Jap jazz.
Yeah.
Okay,
J-jazz, I think.
Sorry,
you say.
Probably been away from that. That was terrible.
So, Barely Breaking Even have put this out as a 2-LP set. So,
recorded when?
1978.
So where was it? Where's it been? Is this the thing? Like, did they just... Is it like good wine? Do you just put it away? You go, that is life. That is world changing. Hang on. Hold on to it to 2018.
I think what you'll find is that those of us in the Western world have ignored things from countries such as Japan.
But it's been out on vinyl over there or not? No.
Yeah, it was. It was sort of quite a small independent label. And at the time in Japan, the majors ruled everything. There wasn't very many indies.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, this is our own just... dogged ignorance.
I actually think it is.
Fair point. There's a lesson to be learned there, isn't there?
Yes, there is. Pay All attention. Right.
Of those tracks I mentioned, this is Zakatsuma Selbst. For those of you who are spelling Selbst in the correct way, it's S-E-L-B-S-T, Selbst.
Which is German for self, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so, yeah. Right, already you can hear there is echoes of Coltrane's impressions in this, but wow, what a driving rhythm.
They've really got the big rig of jazz running, haven't they?
Yeah.
Come in, Bridge, come in, enjoy.
Bridge came into Southbound the other week and he was looking for the BBE J-Jazz compilation. And it was briefly out, it's back now, but this would have been the title track of this was the opening track on that record you were looking for.
Oh, he's got a keen ear, hasn't he? Haven't you, Bridge, eh? Bridge, just swing around to the microphone here and tell us why this sound captures you so.
I mean, like, I do enjoy jazz music, and this whole series has been quite exciting because there's so much stuff that was, you know, unreachable before now.
Are you deeply in debt?
Yes.
You're going to be more in debt.
Yeah.
Do you listen to this by yourself, this sort of jazz by yourself or with a crowd?
It depends. Like, often by myself, but then, like, I've got plenty of friends that also enjoy it as well. So, yeah.
Come around for a bit of head bobbery?
Oh, yeah, def, you know. Jazz, cigarettes and stuff.
Oh, come on.
I'm joking.
There's loads of stuff going on there, isn't there?
Yeah.
Great production as well. From 1978, you say?
1978. It sounds... Thanks, Bridge. It sounds even better on the record than this version we're hearing through the radio.
Does it let up, man, or does it just keep rocking like this the whole time?
It lets up. In fact, you hear in a second Toshiyuki Daituku, who is the piano player in this. You can hear some block chords in the background, but wait for his, I think he's coming up just after this alto finishes.
Little Kochi just have his bit. Here he comes, he comes to the piano, announcing its arrival.
So this is
still quite dashing piano playing there, isn't there?
It's great. I was so thrilled when this came in, I couldn't wait for it to get onto the shelves and just had to buy it before it went on the shelves.
Let me ask you this, Troy, is this the sort of thing you listen to at home?
Yes, it is.
When you're listening to it at home, are you doing air piano?
No, I don't do air anything. I just have a tendency of standing...
You must do air something.
No, I stand in the middle of the room and sort of stare into the air, is what I do.
It's always a party at Troy's.
Yes, it is.
All right. What else we got, Troy? That's beautiful. That's lovely. Lovely. That's the... Koichi Matsukaze Trio.
Yep.
And Toshiyuki Daituku.
And the album is called Earth Mother. There is one other BBJ Jazz Masterclass that's on the shelves at the moment, and it's a surprise. You can come in and find out what it is.
Is it a double?
It's a double LP,
double
vinyl.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Now, let's go to Weirdsville.
Okay. Hang on a second. Yep, okay.
Okay. We there?
Yep. Happy to... Bought my ticket.
Now, there was a man who was from California. His name was Tim Jones. Now, Tim Jones was a repairman for IBM typewriters and Selectrics typewriters. That was his day job. At night, he would fiddle around at home with... he would modify equipment. So he got hold of a Hammond B3 organ. Yeah, like a time machine. A Hammond B3 organ, and he converted it so he could play a Moog synth with it. Now, he would... by this time, he had moved to Las Vegas, and...
The recipe's getting funkier and funkier.
Okay. So he was a one-man band, right? And he played sort of like soul tunes and everything. However, he didn't think that Tim Jones was a very exciting name. So he, like, called himself different things. He was the Ironing Board Band. I don't know why.
I don't know why I find that so funny, but that's funny. Just looking around the room.
He was MIDI Man. He was Preacher Man, which is what we're going to be hearing now, is when he was Preacher Man. But he didn't think that his one-man band thing was quite exciting enough. So he created another character, which he built out of wood, and called that character TJ Hustler. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of TJ. TJ. Now, what Tim, a.k.a. Preacher Man, would
What's
do...
What's going on there?
What Preacher Man would do is would...
Look how cool he looks though.
TJ Hustler.
Look at the man that he built out of wood, Tess. TJ Hustler.
And strangely enough...
Wow.
That's
fucked. That's so funny. That is, to use the modern term, that's a steel term that I enjoy, Cam, that Big Hungry uses a lot.
Yeah.
That is cooked.
So Luarka Bock have managed to excavate some of Preacher Man's previously unreleased or very, very rare recordings. And what it is Preacher Man plays the greatest hits of TJ Hustler. That's the little band. Wait till you hear it, though.
Okay. Preacher Man. It's like a serious as well, this Preacher Man picture there. I can't even describe that cover. It looks like a weird
Zodiac
book about the Zodiac or something like that. And there, Tim Jones oozed into the late 70s of the newly developed bracket puppet. In bracket, the newly developed puppet sidekick, the appropriately named TJ Hustler. TJ drinks booze, smokes grass, crashes parties, and likes to cruise for loose women. And he lays out his intentions over claustrophobic electronics disco grooves born out of long hours in a solitary room. Jesus, here we go.
All right, woo! Let's hear this tune. Here we go, the modified Hammond B3.
What year?
This particular one is 1981.
An exploratory year for electronic music.
Are you excited to hear Preacher Man singing?
Tell me why.
Ooh.
The world so full. Why love so hard to find?
So this one here isn't in TJ Hustler's voice. You hear TJ Hustler on some of the other
tracks. Make of this. Oh no, but he's telling the stories of TJ Hustler, isn't he? Or is he?
Yes, yeah. This is
Preacher Man.
Yeah, this is TJ's story. He can't find any friends.
Why? There is something quite listenable to it about it though, isn't there?
It's fantastic.
So that's what a unique album.
This here is the most normal sounding tune on it. I really wanted to play this one because you can really hear the Hammond B3 and Moog interplay. But some of the other ones where there's actually a dialogue between Preacher Man and TJ Hustler.
His wooden puppet friend.
Wooden man.
It's a wooden man. It's a cool looking, he's a cool looking cat though.
Now, Tim Jones is still alive and in fact still playing. Now he uses a Casio tone, but he's still out playing residencies in different places.
Where?
I think at the moment in Fresno, California.
Yeah.
But he's amazing. This is what you want a one-man band to sound like.
It yeah, really I mean, is, but it? Also that's, the fact that it's even been released on albums is just exceptional.
Now, on here we have there is six tunes. One of them is 20 minutes long.
Good.
They range from 1981 to about 1994. They've been cherry picked. And
this has only just been released now.
This is released tomorrow worldwide. Yeah.
Wow.
Luarka Bock put it out. The people who put out William on Your Board and David Byrne's label.
Good things come to those who wait. All right, okay. Whew. Okay, right, that's the Preacher Man.
Preacher Man, the album is called Universal Philosophy. Preacher Man plays DJ Hustler's greatest hits. It's really good. Now, I don't want to sound like one of those...
That's awesome.
I don't want to sound like one of those people... No, it doesn't matter. I always seem to find myself saying Binker and Moses on this segment. I don't really mean to. Well, I don't know, but because there's been a lot of great Binker and Moses stuff. Anyway, both Binker and Moses are on this next record we are about to hear. Moses Boyd Exodus is the name of the act.
We've got some sort of Escher painting with some sort of abstract space with maybe an inkling of some Rastafarianism in there?
Or Meccano, perhaps.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Now, it's an optical illusion is what it is there.
So. Yeah, it is. Displaced Diaspora is the name of the record. And this was recorded, it's just being released now, but it was recorded in 2015 before anyone was paying any attention to the new wave of London. So it was before people knew the names Nubia Garcia and Teyon Cross, Binka Golding, Moses Boyd, any of these things. This was when these people, these kids were just like together going, oh yeah, I'll play with you. And
So what year?
This is 2015.
Yeah, yeah. Right, so it's all part of this bit, the bit that a lot of us are only just discovering here now.
That's right. Mm. So, yes, and Zara McFarlane sings on one of the tunes on here. Kevin Haynes is guitar drum quartet, you know, those guitar drums, the Yoruba drums, those things. They play on here, but otherwise it's a cast of characters that you look at it, you look down and go, wow, oh yeah, Joe Hyman Jones, he's there as well. Dylan is playing trumpet, okay, great. So this is like the beginnings of the thing that a lot of us have been listening to. And the tune that I've chosen off this is one that actually came out as a single at the time. But it was the only one that came out. Now there's a whole album. Do you want to hear the single?
Yeah, go on, please.
Roy Lane Shuffle. Roy Lane, of course, is in Peckham. You recognise Teyon's tuba, don't you?
So how would you describe this music, genre-wise?
I would say it's New London Jazz, but I suppose you could also go post garage jazz, or I don't know.
It's a bright, nice, bright, crisp, and spatial production, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything's been really upbeat today in these tunes we've played.
Great tune, a nice little tune. But I'm just listening to all the different ingredients there and just saying that they sound like a bunch of... You know what I mean when I say they'll sound like they've had a good night's sleep and they are ready to roll. Now they got plenty of gas in the tank, all of them. Yeah, the brass section's got gas in the tank, the drum's snappy.
And we've got that tuba playing the bass part. Oh.
Is that a tuba?
Yeah.
Listen to that tuba playing the bass part. That's awesome. Wow.
You isolate just the drums in your own head when you listen. Just isolate the drums. Convert that in your mind to an electronic rhythm, and what do you got?
Sorry, Timmy, I'll turn it down. I'll turn it to there. Just isolate the drums, turn them into an electronic rhythm, you're saying?
Yeah, and what? And
wait a second.
Think of how it would change the sound of everything.
It's almost like a house beat, isn't it?
It's not a million miles from.
Woo! Oh, hello.
Oh, some guitar.
Who's your swish friend with the guitar? That's not tuba. That wasn't tuba then, was it? Going bop, 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 yeah. Bop. Was it? That's awesome. I'll buy this just with a tuba. Yeah. Probably heard a bit of vocal in that. Was that you?
I think it was Lachlan.
Moses Boyd Exodus Roy Lane Shuffle, and this is out on vinyl?
It's out on vinyl and CD, Displaced Diaspora. In fact, everything we've got today we have on CD as well as vinyl, if you choose.
Troy, always a pleasure. Great music again from you. Thanks very much. We'll see you again this time next week.
See you at Southbound.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White Spikes.
BFM News headlines.
Atamarie coming up at 10. An ex-Catholic priest from a Wellington school is being investigated in Asia on allegations he groped students. Don Brash has spoken at Massey University after his previous visit was cancelled. Germany and France are reportedly preparing for a no-deal Brexit but aren't necessarily admitting it. And Canada has become only the second country after Uruguay to legalise the recreational use of cannabis. These stories in full at 10.
Thank you very much indeed. Also, midday today is The Wire. Lachlan, what's on The Wire today? You're in charge.
What isn't on The Wire is an easier question, Mikey. So I spoke to Andrew Little this morning, as ever. We spoke about the lack of support for prisoners once they're released. You know, leads to huge reoffending rates. We've got, I think, a 60% recidivism.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is terrible. So we spoke about that. But we also spoke about what the government is doing, or their lack of response to this whole Israeli court suing some New Zealanders. I'm sure you've been keeping up with this, Mikey.
This is to do with Lord.
It is to do with Lord.
Israel, and Lord being dissuaded from performing.
He was certainly pretty critical of the law and the court that implemented it. As for the lack of government response, didn't really have much of an explanation for that one. You know, I guess it's more foreign affairs, but where is the government? I mean, you know, this is a foreign court
behind everything
trying
else
to.
That's going on.
Well, exactly.
Everyone sucks.
Obviously,
Israel,
we're going to be talking about all that. Old mate Jamie Lee and Simon Britton,
It's nice to have some other politics going on as well.
It certainly is. I think people are ignoring a lot of the other stuff that's going on. You know, I said to Andrew, you know, how about all the stuff going on national? He said, yeah, well, you know, not much has got done this week. Not surprising. But stuff is getting done because apparently Simeon Brown, you know, that one who looks like a child, he's an MP for Pakuranga or something. Well, that's not, yeah, I mean, he's 27, he looks quite young.
Anyway,
he's got some shitty law going through, which is the sort of...
that behind all this, that's getting passed through.
Well, apparently it passed a second reading. I think it's a...
What's the shitty law about?
I think that's a synthetic cannabis, a higher sentence. We spoke about it a few weeks ago.
So meanwhile, behind all of this, this hoo-ha that's going being passed on through.
Come on, NZ Herald or something, buddy, let's investigate. Not that they
investigate what?
Investigate the shitty law.
Oh, okay.
I'm also speaking about the gender affirmation surgery cap being lifted.
Yes.
It used to be 4 surgeries every 2 years.
So wow, is that all?
4. 3, wow. 3 male, 2...
I wonder how many people apply for it. Well, tell us that.
I can tell you that. I think that there's a waiting list of about 105.
Wow.
105.
That's a lot of disappointed...
Well, it would have taken 50, you know... a lot of years.
Unhappy people, eh? You know?
Yeah, 50 years to get it up. But now the government has said that they are going to make that former cap a minimum and that there's no cap anymore.
Oh, great.
Wow.
But there's obviously a lot of difficulty because I don't think there's currently... Or there is a surgeon. There was a surgeon currently who was able to do it and then he retired.
Right.
And then... they didn't really have anyone, so they had to send people overseas to get it done, and that caused complications post-surgery and things.
Right, yeah.
And they've got a surgeon who's able to do it, but they're not working yet. So when
wow.
they do, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, I suppose it's not specialised.
Well, yeah, and apparently that's only for male to female, and female to male is more complex, and I don't think they have anyone for that one.
Right.
So we're talking about that. Also... Oscar has a new segment about community sort of groups and things and what's going on out there in your community. He's talking to Move Space this week, which I don't know much about, but you know, should be interesting. Good yarn. Oh, you're right, pal.
Oh, all right, mate.
And good morning. Yeah, you look.
What?
You look worse than Jamie Lee Ross after his 9-hour drive.
Shut up!
I can't believe he drove 9 hours.
And then tell them the next bit.
What's the next bit?
After he drove all those hours.
What happened?
This is Tess's.
This is a bit sad.
Yeah, but I want to hear it.
He printed off his speech at Warehouse Stationery.
Oh,
he had no one
that's
else.
Right.
Oh, where? Lachlan.
No Lachlan?
I feel like this is really mean.
Yeah,
it's
I feel
Lachlan.
Like it's
Lachlan. It's not. I just asked Tess to mention it.
I'm sorry. Did you not read the newsroom article this morning? Jamie Lee Ross does not deserve sympathy in any way, shape, or form.
I know, but to be fair, the Warehouse Stationery, that's your last resort.
Oh, it truly is.
Let me ask you this
it's
about
a cheap
this.
Printing spot, it is.
Is it the cheapest?
Well, not probably not as cheap as
yeah,
the
pretty,
National Party offices, but you know.
Richard.
Should we charge that one to business account?
The that newsroom article, yeah, that's if that's to be believed, then that's
I believe it.
Then he's a rotten bugger. And but no, I know what I'm saying, he's a good guy. But also that article just didn't come together after 2 days. They've been working on the article for a long time.
Certainly.
And so what were they going to not put that story out at some stage?
Well,
have they been deciding not to put the story out for a while?
No, I don't think so. I think it's because we have really intense defamation laws in New Zealand, and they have to be really careful about what they put out. And
you've got to assemble those four people. You've got to get their stories and fact check them, all that sort of stuff. You can't do that in 2 days. They've obviously had it.
No, I think they've had the story, but
Was the story always going to come out?
Or
if Jamie Lee Ross had just said, "No, I'll toe the line. I won't do anything wrong. I'll do whatever you want. I won't mention."
It was going to come out, but I think it was just that they were investigating further than just the four.
Yeah, but now they're like, this is all happening, we've got to just do the four. Because maybe there are others.
And also there was a lot to do with, and what said in the article, that there was stuff to do with the actual four women, because they're involved with the National Party, not wanting it out. But after everything that's happened, and so after he's resigned.
There's going to be a restructure of it anyway, and he's already resigned, so...
I mean,
I've still got questions, but
certainly it is just
it's just a mess.
Come on, where's all the grown-ups?
You're a grown-up.
You won't find them in bloody
thanks, Phil.
And Ben informs me that the stain history is on the 2007 Karachi bombing. I've not heard of it. I was 10 years old.
Doesn't mean you
were probably about 9 or 6, or maybe we even born.
I was born in 9.
I don't know.
Look, I was born in 9.
Okay, so good chat anyway, guys. All the best here. That's coming up on the wire of midday. Cool. All right, coming back with Pearl and talking about the top 10 in just a sec. Thanks, Lachlan. Why is it midday?
Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita, quita. Ela aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita, quita. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quita, quita. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinho. Ela
cela, 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 senta, senta, aquela, 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 quita.
Mikey Havoc Breakfast, with coffee on the boil, thanks to Carajo's Coffee Co.
Hot damn, another year of Whammy Fest, another glorious celebration of Whammy Bar, featuring All Seeing Hand, Bozo, Church and AP, Cindy, Eyes No Eyes, Huh, The Unclear, Amoogi, K2K, Magic Factory, Ounce, Peach Milk, DJ Set, Randa, Sam Harmony, DJ Set, Skeela, Tombs, Unsanitary Napkin, Vincent HL, and loads more. Whammy Fest. Weekend passes just $35 for the weekend. Limited nightly passes available on the door. Tickets from Flying Out or undertheradar.co.nz.
Skybus has been getting people to airports for 40 years now. Fair to say, they've got it down pat. There's no meter, no surging, just one fixed price. Skybus is fast and knows all the tricks to make sure you catch your flight on time. And they're frequent, with convenient pickup points in the CBD. Skybus's custom street stop connects the train, bus and ferry to the airport in no time. And they have great extras like free Wi-Fi, unlimited luggage and free travel for kids on family tickets. Check out skybus.co.nz. We think you'll like what you see.
It's music.
Air 2, stand proud. Kia kaha, say it loud.
Where's that?
I got two tables out of mine.
Your plan,
you. We played it first.
Keeps you back into my dreams.
95 BFM, the original originator. Broadcast to the world and podcast to your device on 95BFM.com.
Far out. It's Pearl to talk about the top 10.
Hello.
Good, thanks. How are you, Pearl? You didn't even ask me. How are you, Pearl?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Mikey?
Good, thanks. Hey, there's a top 10 right there. And a few weeks ago, I made the point of needling you about the fact that we'd lost a lot of the local content on the top 10. But boy, oh boy. Gee willikers. They sure have come back with a flourish, haven't they, the Lokes?
Heck yeah.
Number 10 was Gregor. I Look Devastated, the one and only international artist.
Actually,
on the
I feel
top 10.
Like number 9 might be international as well.
We can just say it local.
Jan Komodo, Nightmare Club.
PHF, I Want You Too at number 8.
Number 7 was Fever Party with Nora.
Emily Adros's 2015 demo at number 6.
Number 5, Julian Dine, Copernicus.
Number 4, Christoph El Truente, Hoo Ha.
Number 3 was Te Huhu with For Love.
Number 2 was Poetic, Let's Kick It, featuring Mellow Downs.
And number 1, I love this band, this is Fruit Juice Parade with Legislation. They're from Palmerston North.
Palmerston North, are they having another rush?
I think so. I've actually heard that like some of the all-ages gigs and stuff that are going on in Palmy at the moment are sick.
Palmerston does tend to sort of have these blooms of creativity.
Yeah, definitely. So
I don't know what
And this is one of them. They're such an awesome band and I love this song. And so if you want to vote, head to 95bfm.com/top10. Text vote 5395. Please put the word vote at the start. Voting closes at 6 p.m. on Wednesdays.
Pearl, for you, each top 10 is different. What made last night's one so special?
I don't know. I can say just had a little bit of soju.
Private,
nice.
Is it private?
No, it was nice. Actually, do you know what was nice? We had a lot of texts in from the listeners, which is what I always really love.
So there you have it, listeners. You make us happy.
You sure do.
Here's the song you voted for as the number one song on the 95BFM Top 10 for Wednesday, October 17, last night. Thank you, Pearl.
Thank you.
Wonderful day. This is Fruit Juice Parade, Legislation.
We'll be right back.
which causes us to be in a constant state of tension, restlessness, and dissatisfaction. Due to this pursuit, the mind is never satisfied. Even when experiencing pleasure, it is not content, because it fears this feeling might soon disappear, and craves that this feeling should stay and intensify. People are liberated from suffering not when they experience this or that fleeting pleasure, but rather when they understand the impermanent nature of all their feelings and stop craving them. This is the aim of Buddhist meditation practices. In meditation, you are supposed to closely observe your mind and body, witness the ceaseless arising and passing of all your feelings, and realize how pointless it is to pursue them. When the pursuit stops, the mind becomes very relaxed, clear, and satisfied. All kinds of feelings go on arising and passing, joy, anger, boredom, lust. But once you stop craving particular feelings, you can just accept them for what they are. You live in the present moment instead of fantasizing about what might have been. The resulting serenity is so profound that those who spend their lives in the frenzied pursuit of pleasant feelings can hardly imagine it. It is like a man standing for decades on the seashore, embracing certain good waves and trying to prevent them from disintegrating, while simultaneously pushing back bad waves to prevent them from getting near him. Day in, day out, the man stands on the beach, driving himself crazy with this fruitless exercise. Eventually, he sits down on the sand and just allows the waves to come and go as they please. How peaceful! This idea is so alien to modern liberal culture that when Western New Age movements encountered Buddhist insights, they translated them into liberal terms, thereby turning them on their head. New Age cults frequently argue, happiness does not depend on external conditions, it depends only on what we feel inside. People should stop pursuing